Now, she's back on the stage with a one-woman show called The Good Crank, where she plays Kitty Clogg, as well as 27 other characters, including a dog, star of Fair City, and of course, Father Ted, Rose Henderson. Hello.
How are you, Brendan?
Great to see you.
I appreciate you wearing the Speedos.
Yeah. So, full disclosure, we only meet on White Rock in our not, we don't nudie, we don't do nude, no.
Well.
Yeah, I'd be open to it.
Not always.
Is that an invitation, Rose? The first time I ever swam on White Rock in Cliny, you were there and you swim every day.
Is that the first time?
Pretty much around the first time I met you, yeah. And so we're swimmy friends.
Yeah, sea swimmers.
I'm a sea squealer. Yeah. I go in, take a picture for Instagram and get out. Well, you actually swim.
No, I actually swim. I need to.
Do you swim every day?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, you listened to the earlier item about phrases and how generations use things differently.
Yes. I thought no caps was don't be shouting.
It means no lies, because you're not using caps. I think, well, I'm saying like I know what it means. I never heard it until about an hour ago.
Okay.
Ate and left no crumbs.
But that's what I would do.
That's because you wouldn't leave the table to
the club. Yeah, yeah. And I do appreciate the chocolate biscuits.
Oh, yeah. Thank well, you could maybe hang around for that. Now, before we get onto the play, which sounds amazing, and you started on Wednesday, congratulations. So you're in your flow already.
Yeah.
This week marks 30 years of Father Ted.
I know. Can you believe that?
No, I really can't. And you were Sister Assumpta. I mean, I just close my eyes, I see her.
Yeah.
So vividly, like you were so memorable. What are your memories of filming that series?
We just had the best fun. I mean, you know, we just had, it was great fun. We were laughing, we were enjoying the script, we were trying to make more jokes out than were there already. And then we also had the Brits telling us that's enough now.
Oh, did you?
So Lissa Evans has been on, Jeffrey Perkins was the producer. It was they had a real good measure of, now, you know, we need to get this filmed, so don't be talking to the audience. So Dermot would be a devil for having the chats with the audience in between takes.
Oh, right, there was a live audience in between.
There was a live audience,
lucky. Oh my God, imagine being there.
Yeah.
So it's a real gift of being part of it, isn't it now?
Oh, such a treat. I mean, to have done a job and 30 years later to be still talking about it.
I know, yeah, it's a phenomenon, yeah. Mm. So unlike Sister Assumpta, who was mass crazy, which was a bit of a stretch for you, because you've never been to a Catholic mass.
Well, I have. I've been allowed in, but I'm a roaring Protestant. So
a leery Protestant.
No, they do let me in, you know, but
I didn't know they let you in. Oh, well, that's nice to hear. But you're not from Catholic. Was it a stretch to play a nun, or no bother to you because you're Irish?
No bother to me, except I wasn't taught by them, so I didn't have a lot of role models. I would have remembered nuns from, say, the Bon Secours, the place like meticulously.
Yeah.
But I know Frank Kelly said that when I turned my cold, fishy eyes on him, it made him run and jump out the window. So I must have been doing something right.
And you've done the Father Ted events. I actually went to Ted Fest by mistake. I brought somebody on the hydrofoil over to Inishmore, I think it was, 10 years ago, and there was loads of priests and nuns drinking neat whiskey.
On
the I was like, what's going on? And when we got off, there was a sign that says nuns will be wrestling the priests at 8 p.m. on the beach. Like, Father
it's
Ted
terrific.
Fans are something else, aren't they?
Yes, something else. And it does raise a lot of money, which is brilliant. I visited the Father Ted house a couple of years ago with some friends, and we rang them up just to see, could we get in? Because apparently it gets very busy. And they said, well, we are actually a bit tied up, but sure, just come. And I was driving. So my friend said to her, look, we've Sister Assumpta in the car with us. And she said, oh, great. So just knock on the door. And if we can, you know, if we can let you in, we will. Which we thought was a bit cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, we got there, and because it's a long drive.
And we got there. Listenvarna.
Yeah, it's right in the middle of Clare. Anyway, and we knocked on the door, and she nearly fell over
when she saw it was you.
And I said, we ran and told you we were coming. And she said, no, everyone always says I've Sister Assumpta in the car. It never actually is.
The cover's blown. I think I may have said that once. I've Sister Assumpta tied up in the back of the car. You better let her in that the nun gets it. Very quickly, Daniel O'Donnell, that ad, I mean, that's another legend, that ad. It's just brilliant, isn't
it? Yeah, it was beautifully edited. It was a very clever script, and Daniel allowed himself to be laughed at.
Yeah,
so it was
amazing.
Terrific.
I'm a big fan,
yeah.
And I can't, like, Fair City fans would kill us. Val O'Dwyer It's 1989 you started.
True.
Yeah. In and out.
2 years. I had 2 years, yeah.
Did you enjoy it?
I did. It was hectic. It's intense. And we all become family.
Yeah, it's a different kind of thing altogether. Mm. Okay, let's talk about the good crank.
Yeah.
So tell me about it.
So this is written by Alan McMonagall, and it's beautifully written. And it's a woman who has lost her man. He's run off on her. Oh. At least she chooses to believe that. He's gone. He's disappeared. Fisherman. And she can't understand it, and loved him, and he loved her. What's wrong with him? Where is he? So she tells the story, but she has all these people in her head. She's her neighbours. She's got, you know, the people she meets. She's got the people she can't stand. She's got this big building development is happening outside her window and driving her mad with the noise. And the building developer says, you know, it won't last forever. And it neither will my ears. Yeah. She's given out. She's got her dog in the room with her all the time, Hummer, who so all these voices. I play actually 27 characters, so you have to either use voice, use physicality, use both, hopefully, to tell the story. And she goes on a quest to find her man, and it's wonderful. It's very funny. It's very touching, which all good plays should be.
Like, I can't even get my head around how you play 27 characters. And hello, sorry. Oh my God, how long are you on stage for?
For an hour.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like, how do you do it? Like, well, try and explain it to a...
Okay, so you work pretty hard.
Yeah.
So, but really in rehearsal, and Goretti Slaven is a terrific director, and we just chose the voices for these people, but sometimes they're talking to each other. So you have to just make sure one is on one side and one is on the other. So Phyllis Quirk will be, she'll have her glass of wine and she'll be saying, did you know that figs are not native to this country? You know, I didn't know that, Phyllis Quirk. But did you know that? And she's talking away to her, so that you're physically, it doesn't really work on radio. But
it's more no, it actually really works on radio, because you don't even need to physically move. I can hear the two voices.
Yeah.
Give us another go.
And then Hummer. And he explains it. He actually describes the smells. So on Saturday mornings, he'll say, haddock. You know, and whenever Jack Lawless calls around it, marijuana. When Phyllis Quirk calls over, so he's well, and he's very protective of her. So even though she's on her own, anytime something happens, the minute she comes back into the house, there he is at her feet, and it's great.
Wow.
It's gorgeous.
I brought my dog today. I'll introduce you, Nancy Drew. She's upstairs. No, she's not. She's not here. She's not that good. She was kicked out for bad behaviour, I'm afraid. I can't imagine how you do it. Is there two centres? Okay, she's the central character, but is there somebody else central? You can't give too much away, obviously.
No, but some of them are more important than others.
Yes,
so
exactly.
Her best friend, Phyllis Quirk, lives next door. Jack Lawless, who's horrible. He's that man at the window who's always watching and is kind of a bit of a lech. He's next door on the other side. And really, some of them are very helpful and some of them are definitely not. And when she heads out, and she goes, it's set in Galway, and she goes to the harbour bridge, and every time she goes to the harbour bridge, she just gets peace.
Okay.
And she can feel him, and she's kind of searching for his voice, and she's fully believes she can hear him talking to her, but she can't quite hear him talking to her. So it's gorgeous, because she's just on that quest to really connect.
It sounds amazing. And I don't, like, I'm sure if you take me any further into the story, there'll be spoilers, right?
So, yes.
Yeah, yeah. So where can people see it? Okay, I have a list here. Do you want me to do it, or you know it?
Sure,
we do it together.
Yeah.
So it's on currently in the Purty Kitchen in Dunleary. Last chance tonight. Okay, go ahead then.
And then we're in the Viking in Clontarf for 2 weeks starting on Monday. Do not miss it. The Viking is great. We go on to the Civic Theatre in Tala, and we have a lunchtime show there on Tuesday, the 13th of May at 1 o'clock. The matinees always sell out. We go to Mock Alley, the boys' school, the 20th of May. Now, you know, you'll find these things out later. You won't remember them all. But there is a matinee there on Saturday, the 24th of May. We'll be in the backstage in Longford. And we finish up at the moment in this tour in Cork Arts Theatre in August.
Brilliant. Okay. And you can check all those venues' websites for more information. But it sounds absolutely wonderful. And it's gorgeous to see you.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
Yeah. Happy Friday, Rose Henderson, and thanks for coming in.
And hope the sea will warm up soon.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, we'll see you there. Let's take a quick break.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.